Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe.
What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if the American people learned the truth?
The FBI has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots, and of them, 3 were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds. Why do we pay the government to trick us into believing it is keeping us safe? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed? What if it were possible to have a real game changer? What if we need a Ron Paul to preserve and protect our freedoms from the government? What if we can make elections matter again? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes, to love your country, you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? What if the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
It's critical that every citizen of this country rise up and do something, because the day of reckoning is at hand and time is running out.
Unless we do something, we're going to get the government that we deserve.
How did you let this happen? Wake up out there. You know, it's your children. Don't you care? Look what these people are doing to you.
There are 200 million adults in this country. Why we are letting them get away with what they are, why we're not marching in the streets.
Do everything in your power to restore freedom and your individuality back to America. Stop being a country run by the institutions for the institutions. Let's go back to we the people, by the people, for the people.
You have to stop being scared. You have to stand up and do what's necessary to take back, to stop these bankers, these elite, this government full of lies, congressmen full of liars.
And the Federal Reserve. And the fractional banking system.
And the Fed.
Elect Ron Paul. And the war.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
All right, everybody. My name is Joseph Gibson. We're on Blog Talk Radio, live broadcast from Greensboro, North Carolina, 6:08 p.m. on the East Coast, Eastern Standard Time, U.S. time. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope well. This past week, some of my supporters I've been in contact with, I've talked with you about some of the other Blog Talk shows I've come in contact with. One of the shows in particular was, I think it was titled Talk Real Solutions. I'm not sure 100% if anyone else knows the name or if anyone else was listening when I was on the program two times this week. Please let me know if that was the title. But a couple people I did befriend on the program, they were knowledgeable and understood facts. And some of you may say, well, that's because they agree with you. No, actually, a couple of the, one of the individuals I spoke with for about an hour and a half on the telephone is a gentleman, a war veteran, a former police officer, and he and I spoke for an hour and a half on the telephone after that particular show, and he and I disagreed on several issues, but he was very well, we talked and had a conversation. You see, that's what normal people do, you know, and you see, the problem is today, a lot of us are abnormal. Well, anyway, back to the events of this week, this show that I was on. I was called a cracker. Let's see, cracker. That one's funny, actually. You're a cracker. I remember, let's see, this guy called me a cracker like 8 times. oh, Lord, the names they came up with. Cracker's a funny one because they're insulting themselves. See, the origin of the name Cracker is from people who owned slaves. The slaves would call the white people who owned slaves back years and years ago crackers. And the reason why they called them crackers is because they had a whip. And when a slave got out of line or did not follow orders or instructions, the slave owner, and there were black slave owners too back then, they would take a whip. And what happens when you snap that whip? Crack. It cracks. And that's why they call them crackers. Okay? So the jackass who called me Cracker was insulting himself, and he didn't even know it. And I invited him on the program also to come in and try to, see, I don't mute people. See, they muted me several times. Every time I tried to make a point or came close to making my point, they'd mute me, you know, because my knowledge is superior to theirs. Fact. Just go back and listen to the archive shows. Fact. Okay? Just by what I just told you, Cracker. The idiots call me a cracker. First of all, I never owned any slaves. I never whipped any man, white, black, purple, yellow, whatever. So I'm not a cracker, okay? So what are you talking about? Am I a saltine cracker, a rich cracker? What do you mean cracker? You know, and this is the street slang of today. This is their intelligence. And you want to reason with people like this, people out there? We're going to reason with people like this? Oh, does that sound racist? I'm sorry. Sorry. Too bad. People who are ignorant like that, who make such statements like that, really are not supposed to belong in the conversation to begin with. Should not be involved with making any type of decisions pertaining to their communities, to the country, to the state, to their cities, whatever. Because they're so ignorant and uneducated, they're like children. They're babies. And we don't let babies and children make decisions for us, do we? So this gentleman who called me a cracker, you know, he really needs to really educate himself. And I invited him on the show, but he's a coward, of course. And anyone who uses terms like that and calls names. Because, you know, when you call people names like that, you obviously have no courage. There was other individuals out there who, of course, claimed and said, white people need to just go away and leave us alone. These white crackers need to just go away and leave us alone. And then there was other individuals out there who said the white people need to pay us reparations. They hate our money. They hate the white system. They hate the white money, but they sure as hell want it, don't they? They want reparations. They want money. And then I made a comment about, well, if you hate America so much, go back where you came from. If you came from Africa, go back there. You came from Brazil, go back there. And I made a statement also, if I hated America, I'd go back to England or wherever I came from. You know, my origin, my historical heritage, I'd go back to my foundations. If I hated myself today and my family tree so much because of what this government has done or what other people had done to me or my family members who are not alive today, then really it makes no sense. But if that was so, I would go back to where the hell I came from and would try to seek the truth, right? Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? And this is the problem we're facing in America today. This is the problem we're facing. And, you know, you try to have a discussion with these people like I did on the that radio show, and you can't get anywhere with any of them. There's no logic to the conversation you're trying to attempt to have with these people. Okay? You all, your people. One other person said, your people. Well, who are my people? What are you talking about? My father, my mother, my sister, my children? Those are my people. What are you talking about? He's putting me in a class. I knew what he was talking about, but I had to speak at his level. What do you mean, your people? And this was how it went round and round a couple nights on those programs. And I wish I had the archive. I really need to probably download a couple of the segments from those shows and play them on my program to show my supporters how ignorant these people really were. The ignoramus conversation that they were trying to promote and put me down with was absolutely had absolutely had no foundation whatsoever. None of them understand history. Okay, these individuals. I'm not saying everyone on the program, okay? See, that's the problem with liberals. When someone like me makes a comment like that, that you know, they automatically assume I'm talking about everybody. No. I'm using that as a general term as the majority of the people that were tuning in that night, which, let's say, 100 were listening. Maybe 60 or 70 believed the way of those ignoramus people that were arguing with me and putting me down. And I did not say anything out of the way. Also, you can go back and listen to it. I didn't go on there saying, hey, white power! You know, I didn't do that, even though they were. They were screaming black power, the black movement, black this, black that. You know, they got so much power, but yet they're so innocent and they're so weak. And the white man is suppressing them so bad. And the oppression is keeping them down in their poor neighborhoods. And the whole entire system is out to get them. And they deserve to be paid for what their great-great-great-grandparents went through. They deserve to be paid money. The same money they hate that the white man prints. Yeah, they want that money. And like I said, they're so oppressed. But not one of them could give me an example of how they're oppressed today compared to their ancestors of yesterday. So anyway, with that introduction, and like I said, I invited many of them to come onto my program. And of course, many of them won't take the invitation. We've discussed this in the past. They're cowards. People who stand on a phony, false foundation. How can I even assume they would stand up on that foundation to face me? Because I stand on a solid foundation of facts and true history. And if I'm, listen, I'm not saying I'm 100% right all the time. Okay? But I sure as hell do understand what I'm talking about when I bring these things forward and put them and present them on this program. So anyway, I'll take callers. So all you got to do is press 1. Supporters out there, any subject you want to bring up or a subject that you feel I should address, you're more than welcome to, you know, bring it out, put it out there for me. That goes for my supporters. I was going to invite a guest on tonight, but I thought I was going to have a crowd of Black Lives Matters calling in tonight saying I'm a racist and a piece of shit and I shouldn't be on Blog Talk and why should I call into their shows and blah, blah, blah. But none of them have showed up. So I don't see them anywhere. I don't know if they're in the chat room or not talking. I've got 3 callers on the line. I'll get to you in 1 second. I'm just going to check the chat room. Maybe I can throw something else out there. I don't know. I don't know how many people in the chat room. Usually there's about 10 in there. We got 8 in there. 8 people in the chat. That's about usually the normal. Some people, you know, I usually don't have a lot of people in the chat. Usually people call in and want to yell at me and talk to me. But anyway, I'll get to the first caller and then the second caller and the third caller. So just don't erase your number 1. Don't press it twice. If anyone calls in after you, you'll get put to the bottom again, especially if 5 or 6 people call in, all right? So I'll go to the first one that's been waiting the longest. And we know this is my friend in Meriden, my supporter. Go ahead, Meriden, Connecticut. How you doing?
Yes, good evening. It's Joe in Meriden. I was the first caller. Thank goodness. That's an interesting subject you're talking about, and I believe I caught a few moments of that talk you had on Blog Talk, although I didn't have the time to listen to it all. But I can't say on a happier note, but on another note which may make many people happy, Hillary Clinton has been diagnosed with some sort of brain cancer where she suffers blackouts and will lead to dementia and other other similar situations like that. So if she does become your president, it may not be for too long. And if she does become your president...
Whoa. Doesn't that disqualify her from becoming... do we want someone with brain cancer holding the keys to nuclear weapons?
That's exactly where I was going with that. So you never know. I mean, let's face it, she's gotten away with everything else, so why wouldn't she pull this one off? But, you know,
true.
When you're driving your car to work or where you're going, there's this hole in the road that you always hit. And, you know, you hit it once, and, you know, I'm going to remember tomorrow that that's there. But, you know, you hit that hole again. But sooner or later, you know, you remember not to hit that hole. Well, during the Civil War, you know, we did have black slaves. And again, I'm not making absolute statements here. I'm speaking generalities. And, you know, we did have black slaves. And the white man learned then that it's not a good idea, you know, free the slaves, so on and so forth. You know, and all in the 50s and the 60s, you know, all the black people, you know, we're going to come back. We're going to have our way back. You know, we used to make them sit in the back of the bus, and we wouldn't let them drink from the fountains, you know. But nowadays, what's happening, you see, it's just like you said. And when they don't get their way, what they do is they go out and they block off highways, they burn down cities, and they riot and pilfer because that's the way they do it. They haven't learned, and they're not going to learn. Let's hope they do, but it's the same thing over and over again. And they have to learn to handle things the proper way. And doing things the way the black community does it, it's wrong. I mean, I see it around here. Again, this isn't an absolute statement. There are many, many fine black people, and I have black people as friends, and they're fine people. But then there are the many, they destroy everything they own. They're out causing trouble day and night. I'm not saying white people don't do that either. They do. But the majority of the people around here, that's what they do. And they should learn that that's not the way to handle things. I mean, if they really wanted to change things and they really wanted to be an upcoming, you know, civilization, population, what they should do is they should elect a black president. That's what they should do.
Well, they did, Obama.
That's all I got to say right now. You see what happens when they get one of their own on their side? They treat them even worse.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of debate if Obama's black, Muslim, whatever. I don't know what the hell, you know, nobody knows what the hell he is, I guess. He won't produce his birth certificate, but everyone was cheering. I remember I played videos when he was elected. Hey, I don't have to pay my mortgage anymore. Obama's going to take care of all the people in the inner city. I'm going to get
right.
All they got was a free cell phone. That's all they got.
I ran across a little article about something I talked about before, but I didn't save that either, even though I am a bit banker. I believe it's Steve Sinclair from Montana. I believe that's the name. He was the one that was in the back seat of the limo with Obama in Chicago, and they were doing what homosexuals do.
Oh Lord, I remember you mentioned that before. Yeah, I want to get to the next caller here. I know who this is, and it's one of the favorites of all my supporters. But hopefully I connect him here. All right, hello, hey Tone, how you doing, Tone?
Hey Joe, I agree with you. That is the biggest bunch of bull that you had to put up with that, and I'm sorry, dude. And I agree with your position.
You heard the show? Did you hear that show?
No, brother, I didn't hear that show. But from what you're telling me right now, I just think it's wrong. But I'd like to clarify something, if possible.
Go ahead.
I think you were absolutely right when you said we didn't do anything. Like, just because somebody's born a certain color doesn't mean that we ever persecuted anybody else. And I think the way you worded it was perfect. You said, I didn't do anything. I didn't like the way the janitor worded it, because he says, we put him in the back of the bus, or we did this. We didn't do anything. Those were other people.
True.
Those were other generations. That is not us. Did you ever do anything like that? I can't speak for the janitor, because it sounds like he did it quite a bit. But I'm saying for us, we never did anything like that. And I don't think saying – we put him in the back. Nothing like that ever happened. I never did it. I'm sure you never did it. And we should not be defending it nor even speaking about it, because it's ridiculous.
Do you know anyone who's owned slaves? Did you ever meet anyone who owned a slave?
No, I have not. Have you?
Neither have I. So why the hell should I pay reparations? You know?
Well, you know, I think that's ridiculous, too. And let me explain, if you don't mind, Joe, I'd like to get
ahead,
a little bit more into detail.
Go ahead.
Okay, for studying inner city through college, you understand that after the slaves were freed in the South, they moved out to urban areas. Now, in the 60s, the janitor was right. I mean, there was a lot of, like, discrimination going on. There were – it's sad. Black people in the South had to sit in the back of the bus, and the inner cities were actually segregated by the police. I mean, you could see it in Cops even in the 80s. You see a white person drive into a black neighborhood. What are you doing here? Black person driving in a white
neighborhood.
That's right.
True. That happened to me. That happened to me. You're absolutely correct. What are you doing here? Buying drugs?
Segregation happened. It happened through the police department who segregated the people. And we at this time are dealing with the repercussions of fellow Americans, but paying back anything, you only pay to make somebody full. That's what the law says. If I were to sue you right now, say I fell in your house and I broke my leg, the only thing I can sue you for is the bills to break my leg. People think that you get millions and millions of dollars. That's not true. It's only to make somebody whole. So if nobody was persecuted and you didn't persecute anybody, how can you make them whole? So
I
agree with
that's
you.
That's correct.
You know what? You're on the right page.
That's a first. That's a first, Tone,
yeah.
But hey, at least we know you stand up for something, and that's great, and maybe some of my supporters are shocked, but the point is, like I said, I was on this blog talk. You should really go back and listen to it. It was quite disgusting how I was called a cracker.
I'm going to defend you.
Yeah, I was called a cracker, and I was like, do you know what the word cracker even means? You know, and
I didn't
explained
know that
until
you explained it.
It's true. Look it up. It's true history. I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? But,
it makes sense.
And that's all I was trying to say.
I think in these times now, I think we have to be careful the way we word things. The way you worded it was very you put it very well at the starting. The thing that's dangerous is somebody like the janitor saying, we put them at the back of the bus. We didn't do anything. So we need to stop saying that as human beings. So I think that we need to stand up as human beings and say, hey, you know what? Your ancestors were persecuted by somebody else's ancestors. It could have even been mine, even if it was my grandfather. If my grandfather killed somebody, that means I get tried for murder.
Can I ask you a question, Tom? Can I ask you a question also? Who sold the slaves in Africa to the colonials who were over there? It was the kings of the African tribes, correct?
Yes. In certain parts, you're absolutely right. Yes, it was.
They deny that. These people deny. They called me a piece of shit racist just for saying that, and then they hung up on me.
But you gotta remember,
you know,
you can deal with ignorant people all day long. Like when somebody has two different points of view, you're never gonna meet in the middle. Like you and I never really meet in the middle, but you have to have a civilized conversation. That's where I'm telling you, I give you that respect every week. You give people a voice. Even my voice that annoys everybody, you give it to me. And
of course,
on your show,
and that was the point I was trying to make on their show, is that they said, why are you here? Why are you talking on our program? I said, your program? Well, then freaking don't open it to the public. Don't advertise it on Blog Talk. Have a private show. You know?
Hey, Joseph, you're right, dude. You got to keep up. If you want, I will go on that show with you, and I would love to defend you from my perspective, because I think any kind
That'd
of hate,
great.
I don't go for hate anywhere, and I can't stand it when Americans call another American cracker or any kind of racist name. I always assumed it was cracker because crackers are white, but after you explained it, it makes more sense.
Yeah, I know, and they're insulting themselves. That's what freaks me out. You know, it's like, don't you understand what you're doing? And they even brought up my other friend, the Captain. He has a show, the Captain. I don't know if you agree with him either, but the point of it is, he's a part of alternative media, and he gives everyone a voice. I don't know if he gives you a voice. Like I said, he gives me a voice,
Never.
And from what I heard, he gives everyone a voice. But anyway, the point of it is these other shows with these black power people, they don't give. And a lot of people in the chat room last night stuck up for me. And I really respected that. They said he won't talk to Joseph Gibson because he's white. And he couldn't respond to that. And you're right. If he's on tonight, I will log in tonight. And I hope you do also, Tone. And I believe the name of the show is Talk Real Solutions. I believe that's the name of the program.
Is it on the news or politics?
I believe it's politics. I believe it's politics. But if you type in,
okay. But
if you go to Blog Talk and you just type up live and upcoming shows, it'll show up in the chatter room, you know, where all the shows
okay.
are on the right hand side. So you'll see it.
Sure.
You'll see it. You know? But yeah, that'd be great, Tone. I mean, if you're gonna stand up for what's right, I got your back and I hope you got mine. I know Joe and Meriden may disagree with a couple things you said. So Joe, are you still there?
Oh, I'm still here. I don't disagree with him. I just have a right to phrase things any way I desire. That's one of my rights, and that's what I did. He doesn't know my age, and he doesn't know what's happened to me, so he can't comment on it. And as he did say, I may have told them to go back to the bus. That could be true, but I'm not going to comment any further
yeah.
on it.
Well,
to
be honest with you, I prefer to sit in the back of the bus.
You
know, you
and me
I
both.
I always like to sit in the back of the bus, you know. I never like sitting in the front.
That's the place
I like to
be.
Especially in school, I always wanted to sit, you know, I always wanted to sit in the back so I was away from the bus driver. So I never understood why it was in the
bus. Come on and off the bus.
But he's also absolutely true about his lawsuit theory. He's also true about his lawsuit theory. That's absolutely correct.
What lawsuit theory? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you're going to sue somebody. You sue somebody to make yourself whole. You don't sue them for outrageous amounts.
Correct.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct. But BitBanker, I'm glad you tuned in and listened to some of that show. And for those people to call me cracker, I mean, and insult me, and the hate they had in their voice, the hate. It was, I mean, I've talked with Klan members before. I'm not going to lie. One of my friends was a Klan member in Connecticut. And his name was Scott. And I'm not going to say his last name because he's probably not a member of the Klan anymore. But he was. And he didn't even talk as hateful as these individuals did. These individuals had so much hate in their voice. They would not listen to reason whatsoever. And that
Joseph, your friend was part of the Klan. Was he born into it, or is it something that he was joined?
He was in the Army, and I guess he suffered reverse discrimination. I guess he was put in a black platoon, and from what I gather, this is what he told me, and he disliked black people and Jews, and his rhetoric was insane, but that was his choice, and I didn't know. He was an associate of mine, not really a friend. We hung out in the same crowd, basically, okay? And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, and
sure.
You know, we go to the bars and stuff, and he told me I'm a member of the Ku Klux Klan, and, you know, and I said, hey, you know, that's up to you, whatever you want to do. I'm not, you know, and his rhetoric had no logic to it. Some of the things he said was true, but what he was standing for had no logic. You know, there was going to be no
Joseph. Any kind of theory has a little bit of truth in it. That's the reason why it grabs people.
Of course.
People. And I agree with you there too. I understand racism. I had, you know, I was with many different people. I'm half Hispanic myself. I raised by my Hispanic family, and you know, I got called every name in the book because I was born white compared to the rest of. The Hispanics in my family, and I did get shit on for it, but at the same time,
so do you hate white
realized,
people because of that? Do you hate white? Because that's what these people were bringing up in their point, and they brought up interracial marriages and stuff. How a white man can date a black woman, and when they have a child, that child suffers. And they were bringing up issues like
hatred.
That also. Go ahead, sir. I'm
hatred.
Sorry.
But Joe,
that's
if
right.
somebody were to ever put you down because of your race, or if somebody were to put down a black person because of their race, no matter what, that human being is a human being in God's eyes. And I much
True.
Rather
sit there and look at a person for who they are and not necessarily judge them. I mean, I see black and white. Everybody does. I know when somebody's black. I know when somebody's Hispanic. You know, I'm not colorblind. And I think that's what's going on in this world. Everybody wants to act like they're colorblind, but they have sight.
That's
we
true.
Just have to deal with it like adults.
But Tone, like I said on this program, how do I deal with people such as this and this individual who has so much hate? How do we deal with people like that? What do we do? We go
do?
To war?
What would you
I mean,
do?
What do we
your
do?
Solution?
My solution is doing what I was doing is I was trying to educate the individual, but the scumbag host of the program was a racist himself, and he would not give me a chance to explain my position. Or even attempt to educate them. And we've had this discussion, Tone, also, and I know you may disagree with this also, but when you back a liberal into the corner and you present them with facts, they immediately start calling you names. And that is someone of ignorance. And if there's anyone else out there who disagrees with me on that, hey, you're more than welcome to join in on the phone conversation. All you got to do is call in the number. Okay, and I'll be more than happy. I don't mute people, like you said, Tone, and you called in a few times. I don't hang up on people, and I don't mute people. Everyone gets
a
chance,
and
I can't stand.
I think I've been more rude to you than I've ever been rude to a lot of people. And you know what? Once again, you stood up like a man. I see, and I get you mad, and you've got me mad. But we sit like men, and we talk. And I agree with you.
That's
I think
right.
Everybody should have that opportunity.
There you go. You're absolutely correct. And if anyone else has something they want to add to the conversation, especially my supporters out there who are listening, there are many listening, I know that. All you got to do is press 1 or the number 657-383-0616, press 1, and you'll get to voice your opinion. But, you know, we have a big problem in this country, Tone, and the problem is that many people don't see logic. And that's the problem. They're not and a lot of other people will say, well, who the hell are you to explain logic to me? Well, logic
True.
Basically is common sense. Use common sense and go about your conscience. Your conscience will, unless you're absolutely a psychopath or nuts in the head or a drug addict or somebody who's completely lost, you have a conscience. You know that, Tone. You have a conscience, and we all do. And we know when something's right or wrong inside. Even if we do make the wrong decision, our conscience tells us it's wrong. And look, man, women, we all make the wrong decision, and for whatever reason. But the individuals I spoke with the past couple nights on that blog talk show, those other shows, their conscience seemed to be really, really severed from common sense and humanity within itself. They had so much hate in their voices, and they just would not listen. Even when I complimented them on the historical facts and what they were presenting and agreed with them, they still disagreed with me, even though I agreed with them, you know. And really, I hope, Tone, you do go back
it's
and listen to that. And it's frustrating when you cannot get through to another individual.
Sure.
You know?
Really.
What?
That's the thing that we have to deal with, though. We're all different, Joseph, and I agree with you. But teaching anybody your point of view, it's just not going to work. The thing that really gets people, and I think you do it very well, is you just stick to your guns. And you don't – you stick to your guns. There's nothing you can do. I mean, what could you do? You can't go in there and call them names. You can't go in there and dominate the show. I mean, they're just going to mute you. So what you have to do is you made your point, and they look foolish because they're the ones muting you.
That's right. Somebody posted in the chat room. I'm reading the chat room while everyone else talks. You know, someone's saying it's called the horror of slavery. What's called the horror of slavery? You didn't suffer slavery. So what are you saying? It's called the horror of slavery. I don't understand. You know,
well,
you never suffered slavery.
I think a lot of people are mistaken. I think a lot of people are just mistaken. Slavery was 150 years ago, and it was horrible.
Exactly.
And what goes on in this country, and no matter what anybody says, the racism still exists. It exists on all sides. It really does. And this country
it
is
always
racist
will.
In many,
always be a
in many different ways.
People will always hate individuals for whatever reason. That's called life. That's the way it goes.
You're right. There you go.
You know, and that's just the way it is, but it's how we deal with it. You know, but somebody's not going to tell me I should pay them reparations because their great-great-grandfather suffered, was a slave back in 1826. You know, and then, but you see, there's two sides of the argument also. I want to call this one out also. A lot of black people will say, we don't have a heritage. We don't know who our ancestors are. Well, then how are you going to claim any of your ancestors were actually slaves? So how do we prove
that's true.
who suffered so we pay you the reparations? You know?
How does slavery live with you every day, sir?
The one in the chat room. How does slavery live with you every day? Were you ever whipped?
Tell him to get on the phone.
Were you picking cotton in the cotton field? How? How does slavery live with you? Did you ever meet anyone who was actually a slave? Did you ever know anyone who was a slave? If you did, I'd really like to know. How? Who are you? Who are you to say most white folks are first, second generation citizens? Most have no connection to the American past.
Joseph, I got just one point, maybe just to I always look at both sides. But you suffered racism. You are a person that suffered racist comments to you.
I suffered racism last night. You're right. So should I get reparations for that?
No, you don't.
You know?
And I think that the frustration that you feel right now, I can only imagine. And I want you to think about this. A lot of times we group people together. You're very well put.
Hang on, Tone. There's somebody in the chat room got a lot of – there's someone in the chat room, obviously, that is disgusted with white people. And he's typing a lot of comments in the chat room. And I don't hang up on people. I'm not going to block you. I don't do that. I'm not like the black individuals last night on their show who threw me off for my opinions. I don't do that, you see. And I'm not having fun discussing this. Yeah, I know. I'm not having fun discussing this. I'm trying to address an issue. And I'm trying to understand why you feel you're suffering for what people had to go through over 150 years ago. I want to know why you're suffering today. And don't tell me a black person today does not have opportunity to succeed. Don't tell me that. There are black governors, black senators, black owners of businesses.
I agree with you.
I've worked for black people. So I don't want to hear that nonsense.
That. But in the inner cities, this is one thing that I do want to bring up, playing devil's advocate, because it's not all pretty from
all
my
right,
side.
Okay.
Now, our inner cities, this is one thing that I think that we should be involved in more, is the schooling. And this is just a statistic from – and I can't give you the exact statistic, Joe, but I'm going to give you something around it. I'm going to more paraphrase, okay?
Okay.
In Compton right now, the tax collectors are the ones that pay for the books. In Compton right now, they have books from 1988. They haven't even been updated. And the city council and these people that are being taxed.
Is that the white people's fault, though, Tone? But, Tone, is that the white people's fault? Because look at the city of Baltimore. Hang on, Tone. Look at the city of Baltimore. Most of the leaders in Baltimore are black. And look what Baltimore looks like today. Look at the riots. Look at the racial division. Most of the leaders in that city are black. So who –
okay, I got a question.
Is the white man to blame for that? You know?
No.
Thank you.
Is there any difference in a human being from black to white?
Excuse me? Say that again? I'm sorry. Because I'm reading the chat room at the same time. But go ahead.
We're all human beings. So a black man and a white man, what is the difference between those two? Do they have the same kind of mindset being born?
Well,
you
can't say black and white, man. Listen, every white person is different from each other. We're all different.
Individuals. Exactly.
You know?
We're all individuals, but we're all human.
Yeah.
We're all human beings with the same abilities. There's not this super ability
that's right.
of white people, okay? There's not a super ability of black people. But we have to focus on what you said. Why is Baltimore this way? What is the reason for it?
I don't understand what the individual was saying in the chat room. He says, again, I cannot or I do not justify your ignorance. I cannot justify your ignorance about my existence in the nation. You know, I don't understand what he, what this individual is getting at. And then he says, this will end soon. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I believe the good Lord's going to come back and save us all, but I don't know what your meaning is. This will end soon. What, you're going to start a civil war? I mean, I don't understand what your point is there. It's just going to all end soon. You know, because, look, you know, if you're a hateful person and if you're a part of a black movement out there and you want to kill all white people, look, knock it off. And it goes for the white people out there, too. All right.
You're not gonna
kill every single black person living on the planet, all right? You're never gonna succeed.
No.
And it goes,
and
you know,
like
American, and neither is a black person.
Human beings.
You're nobody's gonna win. So knock it off. You know, I mean,
yeah,
plain
we're
simple.
Human
yeah.
beings. We're all God's children. We are all God's children. And we have to learn to live together, and this racism is getting out of control again. I don't understand. We're going backwards again in this goddamn country. We really are.
That's right.
We take steps forward, and then we take steps
back. But why, Tone? But why? But again, we have
to
address the issue. Why? Why? Why are we going backwards?
That's a great question. Why? That's a great
question. Well, I want to listen to Mike out in Wisconsin. Mike's got an opinion on this, so let me get to Mike. He's got an opinion. He lives out in the state of Wisconsin.
From here.
Well, let's hear him out, Tone. Let's hear Mike out. So, Mike, I'm connecting you right now. Go ahead, Mike. You're live on Blog Talk because I let everyone have a voice. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe. Hello, Tone, everybody. Yeah, you know, it's
what's
very
up, dude?
Excuse me?
I said, what's up, dude?
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, calm down.
I'm fine.
All right, just go ahead. Now, hang on. Let Mike speak uninterrupted. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, yeah, the subject you're talking about, I mean, you know, it has a touchy-feely. And, you know, sometimes, like you guys were saying, it's more one-sided than the other, you know. I don't look at a black person and think that, you know, you're going to kill me or you're going to hurt me or whatever like that. I mean, maybe I don't know why they think we would be that way. But, you know, just to make something kind of funny, you guys were saying, you know, name a black person that, you know, has hurt you. Well, I have had one hurt me, and he's running the country.
All right, go ahead, Mike. Tell us the story.
And, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, basically he was put in there because of the, you know, the black people. They voted for him, and basically, yes.
Who hurt you? Who are you talking about, Mike? Obama?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Obama, yeah. You know?
All right, Obama, okay. Obama hurt you.
What's your point?
Policies. Yeah, I know. Mike, I really want to know exactly how did he hurt you? We're talking about individual racism in a way. Where blacks out there, there's individual black people out there who hate white people. And there's white people who hate black people. Now, Obama, we can get into politics. You know, Obama, I don't know how to justify Obama, to be honest with you. I don't know if he's black, half white. He's from the country of Kenyan. I mean, he never disclosed his birth certificate. So, you're right. And he's going to be out of office soon anyway. But, Mike, how did Obama hurt you as an individual and an American today? Tell me. I want to know.
The only way I could say that Obama hurt us is he made us more divided. He drew that line.
Okay, I agree with that.
He drew that line in the sand out east, over in the Midwest. And, you know, they crossed it. But in America, he drew the line in the sand between black and white. And, you know, that line he's supporting.
Well, Mike, you know what? In a way, you're right. Yeah, Obama. But he's just the president, really. You know, what happens in our cities, our towns, and our states today, Obama really doesn't have really any bearing on our individual attitudes towards each other. You know, he's the president.
Was a stretch.
Yeah, well, I can understand. A lot of people have a lot of anger towards Obama. And because he hasn't done what he said he was going to do, I mean, I'm sure a lot of us can agree on that.
And Bush
yep.
didn't do what he said he was going to do either. So, you know, but Mike, what are race relations like in the state of Wisconsin where you're at? Are individuals – anyone with background noise, please, because I don't want to mute anybody. I want to keep everybody live on the line. But, Mike, how's race relations out there in the state of Wisconsin? I mean, do black and whites get along? Are they respectful towards – do you see any animosity towards each other?
Well, actually, it's they work well together. Now, they did have Black Lives Matter try to storm the White House because of Scott Walker.
What house? What do you mean? What house? Oh, the governor's house?
The governor's house, yes.
Okay.
And
all right.
The cops stopped. The cops came in. See, in Wisconsin, the cops, I don't know, I guess they're more of a, you know, you're arrested.
Spit it out.
They ask a question. No. They arrest you, then ask questions later. And that's what they did.
All right, so wait a second. All right. So the cops stopped Black Lives Matter from storming the governor's house. That's their job. All right, I mean, so what are you saying? They beat up Black Lives Matter people, and that caused aggravation amongst the people? I don't understand. I don't understand where you're going with this.
They were marching against the governor's house, and I can't really tell you why they were doing it, but all I remember of the situation is the regular police, the sheriffs. And, you know, the I don't know what they're called, Capitol Police.
The police department they treated Black Lives Matter unfairly. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they did, because they really didn't do anything yet, but what they did is they shut them down before they could.
Well, Mike, I don't want to wait until after someone does something to arrest them. I mean, were the police – I wasn't there, so I don't know. I don't understand where you're getting at. I mean, the police obviously were doing their job. I mean, if anyone was going to storm anyone's house, that's wrong. You know, I mean, even if he's the governor. I mean, is he charged with a crime? Is he being put under arrest? Or people just don't like him for what he has done? That's not right to just take action in your own hands. We don't live in a jungle here. We have law and order, you know. So, again, I wasn't there. I don't know. I don't know exactly what you're talking about with the governor's situation. I'd like to look into that because I never heard of that story. And if that's a story that we should need to bring up and address, I'd love to. But, you know.
Can I
cops,
say something, Joe?
Yeah, go ahead,
Tom. Mike, I understand where you're going with the story, and we kind of get a little bit of a concept, but just for future reference, be able to articulate what you're saying because it's kind of difficult to understand where you're going with your topic.
I will take that into advisement.
I think Mike did just fine. He was just jumping into a realm of another discussion, and we're deep into another discussion talking about individuals.
Sure.
And Mike's wanting to talk about the political forum here, which we do address a lot. But Black Lives Matter, I called Black Lives Matter a terrorist organization, and I mean, maybe for that. What do you think, Tone?
I think I don't believe they're a terrorist organization, but I would say the terrorist organization is somebody who's willing to go to the extreme and hurt other people with the agenda of them ruling.
And Black Lives Matter. And Black Lives Matter does not do that, Tone. They don't go to the extreme to hurt other people.
But see, somebody I want to be honest with you, Joseph. Like, I don't want to fight or anything. I just want to have
a
conversation.
All right, okay. No. We're just playing devil's advocate here. I mean, I was
sure.
throwing that out there.
Sure. Okay, so, for example, how many people, if the Black Lives Matter were hanging white people, I would consider them a terrorist organization. Just like the Ku Klux Klan were hanging black people.
I look at them as a terrorist organization. I think that
all right, well, hanging people isn't the definition of a terrorist, though. You could be a terrorist from
No. You're saying, but they're hurting people because of the way that they're born.
Black Lives Matter has attacked white people. They have. Remember a few weeks ago you brought up where Trump had a rally and a white guy jumped out of the crowd and punched a black man in the face? And we all labeled Trump a racist now because of that. Well, I know you can go on your computer right now and look up. Hang on. You can go on YouTube and look up Black Lives Matter rallies and see a lot of instances where white people are attacked for no reason. So why don't we call them racist?
I watch a lot of Trump supporters get attacked, too, after I talk to you, too.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about Black Lives Matter right now. Yeah.
I understand.
But Black Lives Matter, So
I
was just using a comparison right there. I was just using a comparison, that's all. You know, and because we call Trump a racist because of that. And what I'm saying is why ain't Black Lives Matter? Why aren't they racist for attacking white people for no reason? I mean, no one
they
should be attacked because of their skin color. Nobody. Nowhere at any time. And if you're a part of a group and you're representing a group and you're attacking people just because of their skin color, then your group needs to be labeled a terrorist organization, a criminal organization.
So,
and should be prosecuted thereas. Just like the Ku Klux Klan, right?
Just like the Ku Klux Klan, but I agree with you to an extent. I don't agree with you fully, but I understand where you're going.
All right.
I think that we'd just go in a rabbit hole if we kept arguing about it, but I understand your point, sure.
Well, of course, Black Lives Matter aren't doing crimes like that were performed in 1875. We live in the year 2016. Of course, crimes are done differently today. They're running people over cars today. Back then, they didn't have cars. So, I understand what you're saying. Logically, I understand what you're saying.
I think the Black Lives Matter movement, originally with the ideal that they had, is a great movement because if you listen to even the name, it's not saying black lives are better, black lives are more important. They're just saying that they matter.
In the chat room, Trump is a racist because of the things he has said about minorities. What has Trump said about minorities? Can someone educate me? I'm being honest. What has he said?
I think Trump's a psychopath, but I don't think that he's a racist. I think that he says what's on his mind.
I know. Somebody typed in the chat room that he said things
against
minorities.
Have that person defend themselves.
I want to know what he said. I want to know what he said. That makes him a racist. I mean, I never heard Trump say anything bad about minorities.
Let's be clear about something.
Donnie, tell me where to go look this up. I'm open to learn. I'm being honest here. I've never heard Trump say, "Hey, I hate black people. Hey, I hate Spanish people." I've never heard him say that. And someone
neither
has some different information out there. Thank you, Tone. And I know you don't like Trump, so you're being honest. Thank you. And I've never heard him say that. So if someone has information to the contrary, tell me. I'll play it on this show and expose it. I will. I promise. So tell me. Give me a link. Give me something. Don't give me opinion. Show me facts. But go ahead, Tone.
There you go. Now we're talking. Facts is where everything's at. People claim things all
That's
day
right.
long, but we want facts.
Okay, you're right. You know, I just want to know. Give me a video. Give me a YouTube video where he says, "I can't stand Mexicans. I hate black people." Tell me, or tell me where he calls them the N-word, or where he makes fun of them. You know, let's do it seriously. You know what I mean? We know who a racist really is. Come on, we know what a racist
Let's talk about Trump being a racist. Let's flatter the person that's in the chat room, and let's talk about
Trump being a racist.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna take the side of the best way I can to try to prove Trump being a racist, and if you take the opposing side, like always, I'd appreciate that, and then we can have a normal discussion. How about that?
Go ahead. Hey, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think that the way people interpret the way Trump speaks. Is that's what they interpret racist. For example, when Trump was inside of his Trump Tower during Cinco de Mayo, he pulled out a taco salad, which isn't even a Mexican dish, And he sat there and said that he loved Mexicans. And it was, to other people, I feel, that the Hispanic culture was like, this isn't even Hispanic. It's kind of a mockery. They interpret. That's where I think that the racism beliefs come from. And as an adult, we can both see that people interpret things differently, especially yesterday.
We interpret things a certain way, Tone, because of the damn news media that brainwashes us to believe a certain way, you know?
There
I mean,
go.
It's just, it's ridiculous. And the music video, the MTV, the music, there you go. You know, I agree with you. And it's all nonsense. It really is. We can all interpret things a certain way, but fact is fact, opinion is opinion. And we're all entitled to our opinions, but that does not mean, and I said this a million times already, doesn't mean our opinion should be applied as a factual foundation on the way we should live every day or believe something or history to be true as it was presented to us. And I've said that a million times. Look, because opinions are important. We can learn from them, but don't apply it as fact. That's the problem. And again, back to the original subject here. This show I was on for the past couple nights where I've called in, and Tone, I'm glad you stuck up for me, and I hope you back me up because I may call in there tonight if they have a broadcast. I haven't checked. This show, Talk Real Solutions, who called me a white cracker, and I addressed what a cracker is in the beginning of this show, the true history of the word cracker. Whether you like it or not, look it up. It's true. And many books are, you know, use that term because of slavery. But anyway, I don't want to go back and readdress the same thing. This show was filled with black people who hated white people. They hated them. And they never gave a real reason why they hate white people except of things that happened 150 years ago. Now, listen.
Well, how about 50 years ago?
Can I blame anyone for something that happened 150 years ago? We live in a different life, a different time, in a different way.
I agree with you. The slavery thing is out of our generation, but there is still a generation, and I understand the older generation. If I was a black man and I was told to go to the back of the bus, I'd be pissed for the rest of my life. And I think you would be too, as a man.
I'd be happy. I want to sit in the back of the bus, man.
But if you got on my bus and I turned around and said, "You're white, go to the back of the bus," as a man, you would stand up for it, would you not?
Yes, of course. You're right. Yes.
Of course you would. And I think that that angry generation has a right, if they were discriminated against, to be angry. But at the same time,
we all face discrimination in a multicultural society one way or the other, day in and day out. But you know what? In all actuality, every day when I go out and buy gas or I go grocery shopping or I go to a Walmart or I'm out and about, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't see any type of racism or discrimination. I see people acting respectful towards each other. They hold the door for you, black, white, whatever, and they wait on you.
Joseph. And we need to get along.
That's the point I'm trying to make. So these people who live in an area where this is all happening, and I've been around a lot of different places, and those of you who know me, you know where I've been. And I'm going to tell you right now, yes, I have seen racism, but it was mostly on the black side other than the white side. So I want to tell you that right now. You can disagree with me all you want, but I'll show you facts. All right? I'm just letting you know.
But I can understand, and I hope you can understand too, that there was discrimination over 50 years ago, and I think that nowadays we as human beings have to face that. We have to say, hey, you know what? It did happen, but we're moving past it. We're starting to become a generation. We were living so well together not too long ago. I mean, this racism thing started dying out in the late 90s, and then it sparks up again. And in all honesty, I do blame the Trump organization a little bit for the anger that's going on in a lot of communities. I could really associate
somebody said in the chat room, and this is true, actually a historical fact, and I hope people don't get mad at me, but if you look it up, it's true. There were just as many, let's not say just as many. The percentages were pretty close. There were more whites that owned slaves than blacks. But many blacks did own slaves. Okay?
Sure.
So that is true, basically, that person's saying in the chat room. All you got to do is look it up. I'm telling you. Don't believe what people tell you. Look it up for yourself. We live in the information age. The library is at your fingertips. Look it up. It's there. You know?
But that's the thing. As human beings, if we act as human beings like another racist, for example, if a black person, family member was discriminated against and they're holding against white people, they're racist. And same goes for white to black. We need to move past this and look at it from an adult perspective. And I think you have. I think you're a little angry too, Joseph, and I can't blame you. But at the same time, I think you rising above it and being a man the way you are and actually talking about it and asking people, come here, talk to me about this. I can understand
that's
your position.
That's what I do,
Tony.
You're absolutely
right.
And I'll do it again right now. Anyone, we've got 24 minutes left. Anyone who wants to call in, you will get a chance to speak. I know I've got about 25 people on the line, so why don't you just go ahead and press 1 and speak your mind, all right? The phone number is 657-383-0616, you know, and just go ahead. Don't type behind it. Hey, those of you who want to stay anonymous in the chat room, I understand. Hey, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Everyone, you know, I invite people, and your number will stay anonymous, too, if you call in. Tone, I've never given out your number to anyone.
No, you have
and
not.
Any of my supporters.
I've
yeah,
never
all right? So you're all
call.
You all can remain anonymous. And I know there's several cases out there I want to address in the future, and people need to understand. I address real quick, just get off the subject, we'll go back to the subject. There are a lot of CPS cases out there where mothers have had children stolen from them and by this criminal government. And I want those who are listening tonight understand that all you have to do is contact me and you will get a platform on this show to tell your story. And I have contacted governors, congressmen on behalf of mothers who have had their children stolen by this criminal organization, DHS, CPS, across this country. I've had the Navy vet that was on here, the Schwab family. I've had the father of the Seven Angels on this program. Terry LaPointe has been on this program. Those of you who know Terry LaPointe, she's given me a lot of cases. So I want all of you out there to understand that I am still an advocate of people out there with children who have been stolen by the government. So if you want your story heard, and a lot of people have blown me off too, and I don't want to disrespect anyone, but hey, maybe that's why you're in trouble by social services. Don't tell me you're going to come on my show and don't show up. You know what I mean, Tone? And all my other supporters. So anyway, the truth is the truth, and we're going to speak it. So, but those of you who want your story told, hey, contact me, and you know, we'll get your story told. And for those
and let me
of you arguing in
the
chat room, this green person here, we look at each other and realize we are products of our oppressor, rapist. Well. You know, so what are you saying? You were born out of rape and hate? And, I mean, you know, why don't we just deal with the time we live in today and act like responsible individuals and stop looking to the government and others for answers about our own lives and live the way we should and respect others the way we want to be respected and act responsibly, excuse me. And act accountable as individuals instead of crying and complaining and wanting something for free, you know, because you're not going to get anything for free. There's always a string attached to it. So why don't we,
whoever's typing, I just want to let this be known too. I argue on this show every single week and I get pretty bad. I make fun of people all the time. My number has never been released, and I've always had a voice on this program. I've called the person in Florida, made fun of his dentures because they slip, and I still am on this program. So, honestly, your number won't be out. If you want to talk about the issue, I suggest just getting on and talking to Joe about it, and we'll be civilized. We're all human beings. We're all Americans, and I suggest you get on and try talking to him.
Tone has pissed off pretty much every person I've had on this program.
And
what Tony said is true. And by the way, it's policy of Blog Talk anyway. I'm not allowed to disclose any caller's number unless they give me permission to do so, so I cannot do that. I'm the only one who sees the number. And even if I was to hang up this program and call you, all you have to do is call Blog Talk and say, hey, you know, I could actually lose my show if I was to do that. So you'd have to, of course, you have to prove it. But so anyway, those of you who are afraid because you may be, if you think that, you know, someone's going to come after you or there's going to be repercussions for, because of your opinion, no, that's not the way it works. Alternative media is where it's at, folks. This is where the truth is going to be disclosed. I'm telling you that right now. All right? So you really need to take advantage of it. You really need to jump on this opportunity because alternative media is where the truth is going to be exposed. You're not going to get it on Fox News. You're not going to get it on CNN. Those are puppet shows and a circus contest. All right? And we talk about hardcore issues. And like I said, I just brought it up again. I just want to say one more time, those of you mothers out there and fathers who have had your children kidnapped by CPS, contact me. We'll get your story out there for everyone. All right? We've interviewed a lot of very prominent people on this show. I interviewed the former Prime Minister of Canada on this program 6 months ago, a lot of veterans, many people. So this show's not a joke. All right? So we're not here to play games, or you know, and we're here to discuss important topics. And that's what it's about.
Yeah, and
so
anybody listening, I suggest calling up Joe instantly. Last week he had a crazy person who claimed they were from the House of David. It's always interesting on this show. I definitely – we even have a janitor from Yale. I think it's all interesting. I think everybody on the show is funny.
Well, Tone, you too, I think, have to have that squashed, that janitor stuff and everything, because really he was not a janitor. But we don't want to get into that right now. because, you know, he's one of the supporters of the program. He offers a lot of knowledge and everything. But I understand what you're doing, Tone, and what you're saying. And again, I want to stick to the subject here. You know, these past couple of nights, this show, this Talk Real Solutions, if you've got time, hey, look it up tonight. I'm going to try to get on there again, or I'll be in the chat room. I'm calling this host out, and I'm calling those people out on that show. I challenged you to come on here and present your facts, and you failed to do so. If you're in the chat room trying to do it, you've done a poor job thus far. So we need because these issues need to be addressed. Tone, I hope you're going to back me up on this show, Talk Real Solutions. I believe that's the name of it. I really do. So, you think you could?
I'll be on there, dude. If it's there tonight,
I'm trying to
give you
my word too. All right, yeah, and you're a man of your word. I know that. If there's anyone else who has a subject they want to address, call in, press 1. If Joe has anything else to say, Mike, are you still there from Wisconsin? Mike from the state of Wisconsin, are you still there? All right, Mike may not be there any longer. Joe from Meriden, Connecticut, if you want to get back on before we wrap it up tonight, you're more than welcome to have some final words. I'm going to go ahead and mute Mike right now. You see, I'm doing 50 things at once. And I want to thank the captain for tuning in, the fellow Blog Talk show host. He tuned in tonight. Joe from Meriden, if you want to get on, press 1.
Is the captain still on?
I don't know. He was in the chat room.
You guys have a captain to come on. Every time I get on his show, he hangs up on me. I always want to ask him a question.
The captain he's logged off. The captain has logged off. He's logged off. The captain's not there. So I really wish that some other people would have voiced their opinions tonight. And this guy in the chat room there, 350 years of rape, torture, and murder. Did you suffer 350 years of rape and torture? Did your mother? Did your grandfather?
Yeah.
If they did, please tell me. I'd really like to know.
No, cowards are just high things. They're too scared to face anybody.
Yeah, well, he's saying 350 years of rape, torture, and murder. The gentleman in the chat room there, or female, I'm not sure. The rape lives in black people who survived slavery. Did you survive slavery? Have you survived it? Have you?
And you know what? Those
Did
people
you survive
that
slavery?
That horrific. They went through that horrific ordeal of slavery. I can't even imagine how horrible it was for those people at that time.
I know.
Time
I mean,
to
this guy here playing his Nintendo and his Xbox, and he probably was picking cotton for a couple hours. Then he had to get in and play his Nintendo game and his Xbox, you know. I mean, so I want to know, how did you survive slavery, my friend, Green Beasley? That's his code name in the chat room. That's the individual talking in the chat room. I want to know how he survived slavery. What did you suffer? Again, I cannot get an answer. You see, they make these comments, but they never back them up. Never. Never. They never do. Most white folks are first, second generation immigrants. What does that mean, Tone? Can you explain that, Tone? What did you mean by that? I'm a white person.
My father came from Mexico.
Yeah, well, maybe Mary in Connecticut can answer that. Hang on. I want to connect another caller here.
Good.
Hang on. Yeah, I want to hear what he has to say about these people in the chat room here. Most white folks are yeah, I agree with you, Mary, there in the chat room. I agree with you. I can't ever imagine him being raped. Mary in Connecticut, I'm trying to connect you.
I'm here.
I hope I – all right, hey. What do you think of what's going on in the chat room, this individual here who's been – he survived 350 years of rape and torture.
I don't know. I just came back in. I was running around outside, but I was listening with the headphones on. I read a little something about that. I think he should go back to when Columbus came over, supposedly, and start from that point. Why start after the fact? But I just want to say, Tone has been very complimentary tonight, considering, and he's even been more realistic than in the past. So I want to compliment him and give him some more information to check. You could check out Nathan Hale in West Haven, Connecticut. You could check out the University of New Haven on Boston Post Road in West Haven. You can check out Quinnipiac University in Hamden, Connecticut on Mount Carmel Avenue. And you could also check out the Connecticut State Forensic Laboratory for the State Police on Colony Street. And you can do your homework in those locations when you have
nothing to do. What's he checking them out for, Mary? What's he checking them out for?
Well, for the same conditions he was speaking out on one of the last calls.
What?
What's that? I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, he alluded to something about they have information on their website that information can't be disseminated from employees or something of that nature.
You're talking about the last show.
Yeah,
we had. Okay.
I don't know exactly what he said. I just thought I'd throw those in there because he seems to be on an endeavor here to dig up information about people, so I just thought I'd give him something to do.
I don't understand what to do.
Yeah, I don't want to dig into that right now.
You don't have to do anything, Colin. I just thought I'd throw it out there.
All right, good. I just want to stay on the most important topic here about the Black Lives Matter and this topic, because this is important. It really is, because people like the Green Beasley there in the chat room, where he hates white people, obviously, and white people don't understand his problems or what he's going through after suffering 350 years of rape and torture. How old are you now, Green Beasley? 370?
That individual that wrote that, let me tell you something. I don't agree with all white people. I mean, it's not this congregation of white people
white
that
people
are against
are known
anybody.
Rapists, Tone, he says white
but,
people
but
are known
example,
rapists.
Okay, but like, for example, Joe in Connecticut. I don't agree with him. I think he's dumb. I have no clue what he just said. He gave me some references to check, and I don't know what I'm supposed to check on him. He just gave me references. But I'm saying I don't agree with everybody either. But
I agree
we're,
with
all
Sanford,
we're all human beings. We're all human beings.
Yeah,
we
Green,
have to get along
Green
on
Beasley.
Earth.
Hang on, Tone. Green Beasley says, you know, white folks are known rapists. The very skin hue of black folks tells the story. Obviously, this person is so disenfranchised, and maybe he just got released from a mental hospital. I don't know.
Could be.
Or maybe he lives in his parents' basement. And he's on a computer every day, and he's confused and lost, and he doesn't have a job, and he's, you know, I feel bad for him.
Yeah,
I think he could be one of those people
this,
from the other
just
show.
Just know that, Sue's mentally ill, too. She's on this show. I mean, don't feel embarrassed to get on here.
No, Sue's not on tonight. No, Sue's not here tonight.
No. I'm telling the gentleman he might feel a little bit insecure because he might not be very smart, or he might be, you know, crazy. I'm saying, like, we don't have people that are smart looking at Joe in Connecticut or listening to Sue. Don't be embarrassed to come on the show. There's bigger idiots than you.
Well, Green Beasley says we call white mother effers for a good reason. Well, Green Beasley, I'm sorry you've been disrespected tonight, and you don't have the courage to pick up the telephone. Hang on, Tone. I'm sorry you don't have the courage to pick up the telephone and call in and have an educated discussion with me like Tone and others have disagreed with me in the past, because the reason why, sir, is probably you don't have a phone and you're out of minutes on your Obama phone. And I feel really bad. Well, I don't want to insult him. I could really destroy a person if I really wanted to with words. But, this guy really is so lost and disenfranchised. I feel bad for him. I will pray for his soul, though, and I hope he heals his mind and his heart, because hating people throughout life, you're really wasting a good part of your life doing that. Because there's a lot more to experience just being happy. But then again, like I said, you're probably trapped in your parents' basement. You have no money, no job, no car, and you're 38 years old, and you have to look at naked girls on porn sites and everything. And really, there's a better life out there. Just, come out from the basement, open the front door, the sun is shining. It's a different life, So stop being a loser, and stop hating white people. And stop blaming white people for your mental illness. There's help for you out there. There really is. Okay? All you guys do is ask for it. There's people out there willing to help you. There really is. Tone, what do you think? Hello?
I hear you, but nobody else.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. I hear dogs barking.
Of course you do. This is Barrett in Connecticut.
All right. Well, listen, somebody speak up, please. Hello?
Well, it was all right.
Mike and Tom. All right. We're going to end the program, obviously. All right. All right, everybody. Listen, it was a good show. We'll go ahead and wrap it up then. If I'm not going to get a response from somebody. Hello? Yeah, we'll go ahead and get ready to wrap it up. Everybody had their chance tonight to call in. I'm looking at the chat room right now. If there's anyone else who wants to call in, do it now. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show, okay? You have your chance right now. I'm looking at the call screen right now. You'll get your chance right now to call in. All you got to do is press 1, or you can hide behind the chat room, whatever you want to do. Anyway, Mike obviously disappeared. He's gone. Tone's gone. All right, so we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Everybody, listen, it was a great program. We had a lot of people in the chat room tonight, a lot of
where you been?
In the chat room.
Where
you
been?
Hello?
Hello, I tried to leave earlier. All
right, goodbye, good night.
Good night.
Good night.